You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Morning, Alatia. How are you?
Morning. Sorry, I just whacked myself in the eye.
We've all done that. Last week, you brought us Baby Reindeer, which is, I think, probably one of the most unsettling shows to have hit the screens this year.
Yes.
What are we talking about in the world of television this morning?
Well, it's not television, Rachel.
Is
it? It's cinema.
Oh!
We're doing a movie today.
What film have you watched?
So, The Moon Is Upside Down, and I wanted to talk about it because it's a New Zealand film and I think it deserves a lot of love. And it's in its, not its opening weekend, that was last week, but yeah, just trying to promote it a little bit because I think it's a great film. I got to see a screening of it last week. Thank you to Ensemble for inviting me to that. And yeah, I think it's something that people might be interested in. Very different from Baby Reindeer and everything else that's on right now.
For a tiny second, I thought you were going to talk about the Anne Hathaway movie, which we were talking about yesterday on the show.
No, I want to see that though.
It's very bad, but it's quite, you watch it with friends. That was the conclusion we came to yesterday, and you'll have more fun. So what is The Moon Is Upside Down? Who's made this? What's it about?
Lauren Taylor.
Awesome.
She wrote it and directed, and she stars in it. People might remember her from, what was it, Eagle vs. Shark?
Yes.
Way, way, way back. She's an incredible writer and actor. She's directed this. I think it's her directorial debut. It's got a really great ensemble, but it centres around three women intersecting lives. We've got a Siberian mail order bride who comes to New Zealand with, you know, dreams of a marriage and running a cafe. She's married to a wonderfully mumbly Jermaine Clement, and it's not quite the reality she had hoped for, and his very kind of brittle and great sister played by Robin Malcolm.
Amazing combo of already you're just like, oh, it's all of the cool guys.
It's a really
look at this
stacked
list.
A really, really stacked lineup. And then you've got an elderly widow who's very, very bougie, and she buys a deceased estate for her husband. From her husband's died, she buys an estate, but someone's dead inside it.
Oh my God.
And she decides to, she wants to sort of honour this person and their life because they've got no family, and she goes on this journey to sort of find a way to honour their legacy in whatever way she knows how. And then we've got a doctor who Lauren Taylor plays, who's got this relationship with Robbie Mungaseva, who's her sister's ex-boyfriend from when they were teenagers. And they go on this little road journey, and she hits a bird and she wants to salvage, you know, save the bird. And it's the stories interconnect in kind of fleeting and beautiful ways, and it's just very, it's really comedic, but it's really low-key, and it's really beautiful and wonderfully shot.
Amazing.
And it's just, I think, the type of film that is really refreshing to see, particularly come out of Aotearoa.
Yeah, totally.
When I watched it, I was like, oh, that's really cool that we are funding and making movies like this.
And
it's really, really well written. It doesn't wrap up in a sort of Hollywood corny cliche way. It's quite, it's really subtle, but really, really beautiful. And I just really hope people go out and see it if they're going to the movies this weekend.
I'm still reeling from the cast that you just read out there.
Like, oh, Rachel House.
It is everyone. Like, it's every cool person is in this film. That is insane.
Yeah.
What I love what you kind of sort of suggesting there is there's like a sort of strangeness to this storytelling as well, which I think all of that cast suits a weird story. Mm. They're all so adept at like playing versions of like not just archetypes, but they're very good at fleshing out these superhuman characters. Sounds like there's like a definite thread of strange going out in this movie.
It is beautiful, it is strange. It does deal with a lot of sort of existential themes around death and meaning of life and legacy and all of that. And it is I'd say it's like a local comedy, and it's got that Kiwi humor, but not in that I think a way that has become a little bit cliched over the years.
Yeah.
But I think what's important to remember, particularly with local films, is that they live and die by their opening weekends. And so
get out there.
Yeah, people, it's not like TV where you get sort of a set number of weeks. It's like if you're not doing well in that first or second week, the distributors will take it off and
You guys can go watch Challenges another weekend.
Yes,
that's fine.
There's another Amazon film, there's a Star Wars, I think.
Don't worry about that stuff. Go and watch this. This is what you you take your patriotism and you take it to the cinema this weekend. But this does sound like a brilliant film. Remind us of the name again.
The Moon is Upside Down. And it's playing in quite a few cinemas, particularly like the smaller boutique cinemas. So, yeah, highly recommend and support local cinema. It's very hard to get movies made and put on the screen.
It's, you know, there's not a better weekend to go out and watch a movie than when it's just a bit cold. Just wrap up. Have some popcorn, nice cozy cinema experience.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect, perfect weekend.
Get some art in you. Thank you very much, Latia. Had some good texts as well. If you are wanting some TV, a couple of people have texted us about the new season of Hacks being up on TVNZ.
Oh, I did see that. Yes.
I loved the first two, so I'm quite excited to watch the third season of that. So good tip off. Thank you very much, Text Machine. Cool. And thank you, Latia. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.